is the time to sit in meditation. So this is the sixth day of our Dhamma practice retreat together. We've just offered these triple robe sets, or patrai in Thai. So this word trai meaning three. So it's three different robes. The sabong, the lower robe that's wrapped around the waist, the jiwan, the upper robe, the sangati, the outer robe. So this is one of the requisites for the ordained sangha. And having offered these robes, then if a monastic has an old robe that needs changing, they can change it. Or if there is a lay person with faith who wants to ordain, then they're able to use that robe, even if they don't have enough funds to sponsor themselves to have a robe. They don't have to worry about that. They can use that robe. So this is supporting the doing of goodness and merit. This is generosity, dana, sacrifice and giving. And this is paying homage to the Buddha, the founder of the Buddhasasana, the Buddha's dispensation. So we do this merit, and this becomes a habit, it becomes a character trait, becomes a cause. And so this is a character trait of Buddhists. They have the habit or character to give food, to give alms, to give cloth, to offer various requisites, various of the four requisites of food, robes, shelter, medicines. So this is supporting those who live the life of a samana, of a renunciant, those who have the intent to practice following the monastic discipline, the Vinaya that the Buddha taught. And so this is the highest blessing in our life. So we practice generosity, make merit, then we think about, we bring to mind the people that we love and respect, like our mother and father, our grandparents, those who've passed away already, those that gave us life, gave us their very blood to care for us. Having been born into this human form, then we have this opportunity to do goodness because we've received this care. So we have this gratitude, we recollect the good qualities of those that have helped us, and we endeavor to pay back that debt of gratitude. And if it's someone who's still alive, then we care for them well. We help them to receive the four requisites. And so we give Dhamma advice to them as well. And then when they pass away, then we do merit and goodness, and we recollect them and dedicate that merit to them. If they're a heavenly being, then they can gain even more happiness, and gain increasing happiness. And then if they have suffering, whether big or small, then that suffering can reduce. So we see that the giving of robes brings a great deal of benefit. So we do this together, we build merit and goodness, and we anumodana, rejoice together as well. And so this is another type of merit that arises. So from our practice of generosity, of virtue, mental cultivation, or rejoicing, these are all different types of merit. And we have the loving kindness to give and share that merit to all beings as well. So this is all about merit and goodness. And having done this merit and goodness, then we dedicate it, we share it, and we also realize that the benefit, the merit of mental cultivation, of bhavana, is even greater than the other merits. So like on this retreat course that we're doing, we practice meditation, and even if we just get a little bit of peace and collectedness of mind, then it has a great deal of benefit. And why is that? It's because we destroy the defilements, one piece of them. So we do generosity, that also destroys the defilements to a certain degree. And we do it a lot, and we can feel that we don't want the things of this world. We see that all the wealth of this world, it can bring us some ease in our life, but one day we must die, and that this external wealth, it has no real value or essence to it. So we don't wish to store it up. But we have this joyful mind that if we have a lot, we wish to give, to share, and this way we get fullness and happiness arise. This is walking the path in the mind to abandon greed. If we haven't trained in that before, then it's quite difficult to do. If we have a little, it's hard to give. If we have a lot, it's even harder to give because we have this worry and concern over our material wealth. So we can have more and more, but we don't have any way to, or we can't find a way to give it. And it may be obtained through incorrect means as well. And so in the end, we don't meet with success. We die in a way that's empty of value. And it's because of this quality of greed. It's this feeling of not enoughness. It's never enough. So this is craving, tanha. So when it comes to greed, it's just never enough. Craving is just like that. It's like all the great rivers that flow into the ocean. The ocean is never full. So this quality of giving, it's important. So we give in order to abandon attachment. And sometimes we give, and when we give, we have a craving or wish for the fruits of that giving, for the benefits of that giving, and that's normal. But we keep training so that we give with a mind that lets go of all attachment. So we give to reduce the greed in the mind. And then in this way, the mind becomes joyful, radiant, happy, and full. Then we come to do our practice of bhavana. And sometimes we have anger arise. In that case, what do we give? We give forgiveness, the abhaya dana. So anger arises. Like we don't like a certain person or a certain thing. We feel that they have made us angry. So we give forgiveness. We don't hold on to that anger. We don't hold on to any ill will. And we think, well, why should we do that? Well, it's because all beings have these defilements covering over the mind, these kilesas that obstruct and cover over the mind. So when a being makes us angry, it's the defilements covering over our mind and theirs, speaking in terms of ill will, our wishing to harm and so on. And this leads to suffering to arise. So this is the defilements covering over the mind. So we give forgiveness. We're able to give forgiveness. So if we don't forgive, then this anger and these thoughts of ill will arise, and this is just the defilements ever increasing. So what a stream enterer sees is that they see not self. They see that anger is not self. The person who made us angry, that they're not really there. That it's just Dhamma that arises, stays for a little while and ceases. So there's no ill will towards them. There's no attraction or aversion or ill will when we see clearly. Because we see it's just these defilements covering over the mind, which cover over all minds. Because we see that no one wants to be angry. No one wants to have a hot and agitated mind. It simply arises from defilement. So one who has Dhamma will not act to harm others or themselves through body, speech, or mind. So we undertake the Dhamma practice, and sometimes we have things that are disagreeable to us arise. So we live together, practicing together, could even be a close friend. Sometimes we feel that they're agreeable to us, and sometimes they're disagreeable to us. So this is the defilements like that. So we just know it in time. We have mindfulness and samadhi well established. And sometimes the defilements are quite strong. And other times it's the path qualities that are under control, are in control of the mind. So these two, the defilements and the path, they fight together in the mind like this. So we cultivate the mind, we practice bhavana, and in the end we can see emptiness, we can see not self. So we give forgiveness. We see that there's no one there. So we have patient endurance, we keep fighting. We see that this heat in the mind, it's like a fire. This anger, aversion, dosa, it's like a fire in the mind. So one who's angry a lot is like this. So therefore we practice, we train to make the mind cool and peaceful, relaxed and at ease. So we see that for those who practice and train with a meditation object, it gives rise to a great deal of benefit. So we start to practice, we start to have some control over the mind, we're able to give forgiveness. And when we're able to do this, then it's easier to make the mind peaceful and collected in samadhi. If we hold on to anger, then it's just suffering that doesn't end. So we give forgiveness and we practice loving kindness, because the mind needs to have loving kindness all the time. It needs to have these four brahmaviharas of loving kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, equanimity, metta, loving-kindness towards oneself and others. And one sees that others are suffering, so one feels compassion, endeavors to help them. One also rejoices, has anamodana and sattu, with the doing of merit. So just like when we offered robes, then when one person would offer a robe, then all the other 60 or so people would sattu as well. And so it's sattu with this merit and goodness. And because we see it's not easy to meet with this mind that thinks to do goodness and merit, that thinks to practice generosity, a virtue, meditation. So even if it's just a small amount of merit, then we have the firm intent to rejoice, to anamodana, to sattu as well. So we can receive some news of anyone in the world doing an act of merit and goodness, and we can sattu with that as well. We can sattu and anamodana with all beings, with all minds. So in this way, we're not jealous. And in this way, we get born into high status and have power and authority and status, because the mind's not jealous. If the mind has jealousy, then this leads to a rebirth in low status and rebirth in a way where there's just suffering. The mind suffers a lot, like a fire in the mind. And so we need to train the mind. If we have jealousy, we train the mind to anamodana, to rejoice and sattu, to make the mind soft and receptive. And when we do this, we don't lose anything. There's no drawback for us. We don't need to do anything. We don't need to spend money or give away material wealth and still we get merit. And also we see that when others have defilement, have suffering, we don't make it worse, we don't add on to it. So beings have greed, aversion, and delusion, and this leads them to do unskillful acts of body, speech, and mind. And so their mind is suffering already, so we don't make it worse for them, we don't add on to it. And it's possible one day that mindfulness and wisdom can arise, and one day that they can realize arahantship, or even realize the state of Pacheka Buddhahood, being a solitary Buddha. Just like Devadatta, he did a great deal of karma towards the Buddha, and he's still receiving the results of that karma in the present. But he also did a lot of parami, a lot of other merit. And so he did this negative karma towards the Buddha, but also did this other very wholesome karma. And so one day this will lead him to realize Pacheka Buddhahood, or being a solitary Buddha. Because we see, well, how many beings realize becoming a Pacheka Buddha. It's not many. So we see that it's this merit that Devadatta has cultivated, a great deal of merit. So therefore, when people are suffering and receiving suffering, we don't make it worse for them. We don't add on to it. But we establish our mind in equanimity, in upeka. So we have a mind well established in loving kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, equanimity. So we care for our mind with our meditation object. We recite Buddho, Dhammo, Sangho. We train the mind. So we train the mind like this. So we train the mind in the meditation object, bring the mind to peace and collectedness. And this is able to care for our mind. So we see that the four Brahmaviharas have a great deal of importance. So we practice, we train the mind, practice generosity, virtue, mental cultivation. So we've been practicing together for many days now already. Today is the 31st of July, and just 2 days until the end of the retreat, where you all travel away again. So may you really apply yourselves, set your hearts on the practice. So do the practice to the utmost of your ability, because the time that we have left in our life to practice is ever decreasing. The amount of life we have left is ever decreasing. So may you cultivate the four Brahmaviharas. May you set your heart not to have ill will, not to fall into anger, not to think to hurt or harm others. But you establish your mind when you wake up that you will not think in these ways, that today might be the last day of my life, and therefore I will make the mind joyful and radiant. I won't fall into anger, because I must die, all beings must die. So I won't have ill will, won't have vengeance or wishing to harm or anger, but instead I'll practice to make the mind joyful in the present as much as I'm able. So may you all set your hearts on this, and may you all grow in blessings.